45 years at Orton Park, 45 years for this festival. Is there anyone here who was at the original Orton Park Festival 45 years ago?
Nothing.
You were not. You're like nine. Is there anyone who was here 45 years ago? Do we have an older gentleman or a woman who was here? Way in the back by the gazebo? Hold up both hands. Let's give them a big hand. 45 years ago, this beautiful park. I want you to give a real big hand for Nancy Kathman and Bob Queen for bringing us together and bringing these gorgeous artists here. We love the Marquette Neighborhood Association, and we love that you're here. Bob tells me that this is the biggest crowd we've ever had in 45 years, right now, tonight. The energy and the excitement is raising, and we need to take care of each other, all right? And everybody be nice to each other, and we'd appreciate it if you pretended you lived here. If you don't, and on your way out, you clean up after yourself. That's not a bad deal, is it? Yeah. I am so excited. I've been waiting all summer to introduce this band, but I don't get to do it. Instead, our good friend and sponsor from the Southern Wisconsin Bluegrass Music Association, Scott Nickelbein's going to do that. Scott.
Good evening, Orton Park. I'm Scott Nickelbein, the webmaster for the Southern Wisconsin Bluegrass Music Association, better known as SWBMI. And I'm also the principal juggist for the Mad City Jug Band. Thanks for pretending you've heard of us. SWBMI is a nonprofit organization whose members gather together to make sure that the music you're going to hear tonight continues to be heard throughout Wisconsin and is preserved for future generations. So if you like what you hear tonight, and I know you're going to, why don't you go back to the struggle on back to the SWBMI table back there and check out a membership. They've also got some really sweet instruments they're raffling off, so check that out. And if you can't make it back to the table, just go home and Google Wisconsin Bluegrass. Believe me, we're the first thing that comes up. I can think of no better example of the work that SWBMI does than its sponsorship of tonight's performance by the Carolina Chocolate Drops. By reminding us of the African American contribution to traditional string band music, they have breathed a new life and vitality into this music that we haven't heard in almost 50 years. If you listen to their performance, you will hear everywhere that black music has been in its long, long journey, from West African dance music through gospel, ragtime, jazz, blues, and even a little R&B and hip-hop. If you caught their act when they were here in 2008, you know what a breathtaking show they put on. And if you didn't catch them then, all I can say is, Madison, fasten your seatbelts. Put your hands together and join me in welcoming the Carolina Chocolate Drops.